You don't own a pair of headphones?
I don't, no. I'm not a rich person. I'm not a government agent. I'm a real person. I don't care about money. I'm a trooper.
So bro, you're
not going to get CGI or nice manners or a tie or smiles. You're going to get truth until you can't hack it and you can just run away back to your silly cults and your lies because you can't hack it because you've never met anyone like me. Whatever. Deal with it or don't. But I'm here to talk to you and give you the opportunity.
I'll go live right now. How's that? We'll just launch it right now. You're a little louder now.
You can hear me fine,
yep,
and everyone
we're live.
Can hear me. And that's good.
We're live, all right?
I can hear you guys. If you can hear me, let's carry on.
All right, let's carry on. So you seem very sure, you know, very confident about your concave theory, and I just want to know, like, when did you come into this concave theory, and were you a flat earther before that?
Yes, I was. I've always been like yourselves, open-minded and looking into truth and not believing everything I hear, etc., etc. Now, I just saw an Eric Debate video at the side of the screen one time when I was on YouTube, and I noticed the title said Atlantean Conspiracy Flat Earth. I registered it. I didn't even click on it. In my mind, it was too far out there. I thought it was ridiculous and stupid. I wouldn't look at it. Over the next 6 months, I learned about the Van Allen belt lie and that they hadn't gone to the moon, etc. I then thought about that video and I went to find it. I remembered the name and I went and found it. And I watched Atlantic Conspiracy, Flat Earth by Eric
Debate. I get it. That brought you into the...
Let me just finish. Eric Debate was my hero for about 6 months. And I started realizing, like, Jesus is the truth and not these Buddhist gurus. Realized Eric Debate is a CIA agent. Started noticing all the flat earth trolls and shills. I'd looked into concave. I was giving it all a bit of a go, but the guy claiming to be God steers you away from it. It just takes you out.
So did you used to try and wake people up to flat earth? And do you remember the kind of ways Globies would treated you? I'm just wondering why you think it's good to come onto flat earth threads if you think you have found what is the truth to you now and act like a total asshole and just start cussing people out and calling me a retard and putting me on sites that say I'm a gatekeeper and all this. I don't see how that helps your cause at all.
I've got your point. Let me answer. You might understand it. You're being very hypocritical.
I'm the hypocritical guy. I just let you go for like 5 minutes. I can talk for a minute. Get my point out.
Well, put it like this. I know all your flat earth information. I don't want to hear any of it. You've got an opportunity now to listen to someone that's learned a lot of things that you don't know. Accept that or not. Take your opportunity or don't.
When I ask you these things, I don't know, you don't answer any of my questions.
I'm going to explain to you that you're all being very, very hypocritical. You're calling me names. You're calling me stupid. And then you're like angry at me because I'm doing it back to you when the truth is that you are more angry and stupid.
Yeah, you've just been trolling my page all day. You left like 100 comments cussing me out. Yeah, I called you names after.
There is no flat earth model. There is no flat earth model that works. Stars only work inside or outside of a globe. It's two hemispheres. There is no flat earth model. So you want to claim that you can prove... You want to claim you want to claim you can prove that there's no convex curvature, but you can't accept that we can prove there's two hemispheres and we're either on the inside.
I ask you guys a simple question about if there's a curvature because it's a concave Earth now. Then how come all these professions that we've already looked into? You're gonna let me talk for a second?
Hold on, shut the fuck up. Calm the fuck down. Everybody stop fucking yelling. We're going to talk like adults right now. Okay? All right, just stop. Okay, so the stars moving in the southern hemisphere, okay, is easily proven through the scientific method of refraction. I'm not talking the eclipse type of refraction. I'm talking air as a liquid refraction. okay? Everything reverses when you look at it through the air. And if you move out to the side, it's that same effect is going to happen. This is simple shit. You know, you guys are being fooled by a very, very, very simple model here. You take an 8-ounce glass of water, as I was telling you, and you said the size or something matters. But let me tell you, size doesn't matter. I'm fucking Irish, okay? That model is flawed. You can take an 8-ounce glass of water. If you put it in front of something, it's going to reverse it. That the air is a liquid. It's going to do the same thing. This is no different than the Flat Earth AE map and then all the other bullshit that comes into Flat Earth. You're being duped right now, bro. You're being
That's your opinion, okay? I've gone from globe to flat. It's very hard, and I've got to concave. I've sat and listened to people ramble on about jet fuel.
Okay, hold on.
Pressure. Let me just outline this one point to you now before you carry on with your garbage of physics that you don't even understand.
Let me just explain to you about
the Flumbob divergence. Have you looked into the Flumbob divergence?
What a fucking quark.
Do you understand what Flumbob divergence is?
I'm still waiting for you to answer me on how come we don't observe any of this curvature.
Do any of you here now understand the Flumbob divergence? Yes,
I can't even understand what the fuck you're saying, first of all. All right.
Let me speak 1 minute and then I'll get back to you speaking for 5 or 10. Let me explain.
This guy's a fucking asshole.
Just laughing and not listening. Shut up. Listen.
Guy, hold on. Listen, I still asked you since way back in the thread when you were trolling it. I said, okay, so if there's this curvature that's going upwards now instead of downwards like they told us in the globe, what about all the things we looked into as flat earthers that told us X, Y, and Z, all these professions from pilots to land surveyors and everything, don't have to figure this curvature in. Now if there's a curvature again, whether it's going the same direction or the other, it has to be figured in. But yet all these people already testified that they didn't. So what's the deal here? Why is we don't see this curvature?
Okay, I understand your question. Can I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, this upward curve's 8 inches per square mile. Not very much at all. 8 inches.
That's the argument. There's not very much at all.
I'm not finished. Let me finish. I'll tell you when I'm finished.
Oh, I feel bad for him.
If you stop laughing and listen, we'll get somewhere. If not,
relax,
I'm going to end this
won't laugh so much.
Do the flat trolls that can actually shut up and listen.
Yo, listen to the mess.
You flat idiots. Get your laughing out of the way.
He's like a globetard.
This is the best. I told you, this guy's crazy. He said, so it's not very much.
Brendan Daly and Brian, whatever your last name is. This is
your
one opportunity with me. Show some respect, and I'll answer your questions if you allow me to.
This is how fucking dumb you are.
Brendan, you're done, mate. You're done.
You're taking a formula.
You're talking to Brian and Brendan on Facebook. You're done. You're gone. You're blocked. You're a dickhead.
Don't threaten us with a good time.
Brian, get Brendan out of here so I can talk to you. Brendan, get Brendan out of here so I can talk to Brian.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to smoke you right now, bro. You know how many flat earth groups you just got blocked from? About 9 of them, dude.
Yeah,
ain't
because
counting.
They don't want the concrete truth in. They're run by trolls.
You're taking it all.
Guy, you said the courage is not that much at all. That's like a globy answer.
Look at me and laughing. Shut the fuck up laughing. I want to talk to one of you. One of you.
Pythagoras.
And 10 minutes later, I'll talk to the fucking other one.
All right, Brendan. I'll let Brendan talk to you. I'm going to mute myself. You talk to Brendan. Guys, settle down, dude. Somebody give this guy a Xanax or something.
No model. Go away, Brendan.
Listen, you wee Clark.
Brian.
Hey, Clarty, listen to me, Clark, okay? The 8 inches per square mile was written thousands of years ago.
Call me back, Brian, without Brendan. And then after I've finished...
Okay, I'll hang up.
Do you understand? Do you understand? Get Brendan out of here and I'll start crying. If Brendan
wants to stop, I'm dying. I can't help it.
Do you understand? There's millions of you out there.
Yeah, this is...
millions. Laugh away. Laugh away. I hope you record.
Bro.
I am recording.
I hope
it.
You record this and put it up. Two
I will.
Flat clowns. Two flat
I will.
Clowns that can't even shut up and listen to an answer. Two flat clowns.
Okay.
Answer this one question.
Brendan, go away or else I'll never unblock you ever. Get off
bro,
the chat now.
I don't think you understand. I had him like every flat earth.
Get
thing,
off
bro.
The chat right now or I'm ending this and you'll never be unblocked.
Okay, and I'll leave. I'll leave. Calm down. Hey, Clark.
You are, Brendan.
Clark.
That's
Clark.
My last warning. You've got 10 seconds.
Clark,
10.
Calm down.
9. Brendan, get off. 8. 7.
I can't do this. It's fucking serious.
Ryan,
oh my god.
I'm here.
Own. 4, 3, 2. Ryan, call me.
And launched. What are you fucking launching a NASA rocket, dude? Oh my god.